Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Third down play calling has been an issue and a part
of... So that's
a
Matt Patricia shot.
Oh, yeah.
He called out the O-line, Bourne did, but he clearly called out Patricia as
and
well.
In calling out the O-line earlier, that has led to some of the third down issues. And I would love, and maybe we just might have to dig in and do it on our own, the real third down breakdown of how many times they have been in third and double digits this year.
Yeah.
It feels like more than...
Oh, a ton.
Right? Like, doesn't it feel... And they've shot themselves in the foot on the negative plays, penalties.
I was going to say, it's one of the reasons why their red zone and goal line offense is so bad, because it might start... How about the one play last night? They're on the ball, the 10, like 11-yard loss. So now it's like third and goal from the 21-yard line.
I mean, you're not right.
What are you going to do
You're not
that?
Converting. And even then, like, the Superman on the other side would have to put his cape on and be like, all right, I'll find a way to get us out of it, maybe.
Another thing I just, because since we're piling on and we'll get back to the phone calls here, but another thing I just wanted to mention, and it's more optics because I don't think at any point they were going to win the game, but 2 minutes to go, you have all your timeouts, two-possession game, and you just let them kneel it out. You're quitting. Like, to me, you quit. There's been so many examples of wild finishes. Like, the Dolphins even won a game earlier this year on a wild finish. Remember that one week there was like three games that all ended crazy? The Raiders lost to the Cardinals, the Ravens, the Browns lost to the Jets. Like, there was wild games. 2 minutes to go, and they just knee it, and you have all three of your timeouts, and you're like, yep, we're just going to wear this. Now, it speaks to, you know, your team can't get a stop when they need it. You know your team can't score multiple times when they need it.
That feels more reflective of the offense, that strategy, than it does. And the defense was out there, you know, 40 freaking minutes or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Like, I didn't think they were going to win, but it's just like you see that. You're like, oh, my God, is it really this bad? And the answer is yes.
Yeah, they have no confidence in either the play calling or the ability to run certain plays.
Right.
It's evident. Let's go to Chris in the car. Hour two, Gresham Keefe. Hi, Chris.
Guys, thanks for taking the call. I'll try to be brief. If they don't do something now, the back end of it really looks even worse. And you, then really, where do you begin from next year? And, you know, you go to what, an even bigger or longer rebuild? So what at this point, I mean, if Bill's big on the circle of trust, why wouldn't you just give Brian Hoyer, the clipboard, let him and Mac Jones take it and run with it, seeing as how Hoyer falls within the, I would assume, the circle of trust, to try to do something and pull this out, because anything other than play calling and working the O-line seems to be too much for Cheech and Chong. And on that, I'd like to hear what you think. Thanks.
Honestly, like, that's one of those, it seems like a classic sports radio call. Like, I just have the old backup quarterback call plays.
Red Sox need a manager. Yeah, hire Remy.
Yeah, right. Or Veritek.
Right.
Actually, at this point, it wouldn't be my number one pick, but it's better than what you have.
It's a terrible idea.
It's better than anything you could do. If bringing Matt Patricia back is the absolute worst idea. Any idea you give me, better than that.
Well, but turning it to Mac and the backup quarterback.
Well, I'm not saying Mac called plays.
Well, that's the thing, but that was his idea, and that's the part of it that I think is a terrible idea. I think we now know horse is out of the barn, horse is back to the barn, horse left and came back again. Yeah. We know
horse
that Patricia is not the guy. Yeah. We know that.
Okay.
But is there a way for them to not save this, but maybe give someone on staff an audition? And to me, if they're going to do... Yep.
Nick Caley.
Because again...
Where's he been?
I don't know.
We haven't heard
a
word about him. And by the way, he's coaching the tight ends who you wouldn't even know they were on the roster. Now, I'm not saying that's his fault.
No,
I'm just saying it's not like that you can shine it up and be like, see, I'm coaching Hunter Henry and Jonnu Smith. Like, okay.
It comes back to the O-line every time. And let's say you took Patricia away from calling plays and Nick Caley was the guy that was calling them. Matt Patricia is still coaching this offensive line.
Yeah, you need an offensive line coach also.
So, you know, it's six of one, half dozen of the other in some ways. Here's the worry about when it's like, oh, turn it over to a player. What do players want to do? We saw it in the fourth quarter on the sideline last night. Mac Jones and every quarterback, they want to huck it. And again, it's great in Madden, but in real football, it doesn't work that way. But if you're going to turn to someone, then at least see for five games if Nick Caley has a pulse.
But you know what we're also saying is right now, best case scenario, Mac Jones will have three different offensive coordinators and maybe three different offenses in 3 years.
And that's the other part of
it,
too.
That's a disaster.
What offense do they run next year? Do they go back to what they did?
Well, I think it's going to depend on whether or not Bill Belichick is willing to hire somebody outside the organization, which he hasn't really shown the ability or want to do that in years past. Because if he does, I would have whoever, you know, Coach X run their offense, right? Mm-hmm. That's the one they're familiar with. But if it's somehow, you know, bringing Nick Caley up, or if it's let's go to Joe Judge, let's give him a run at it, then it probably is going to be just more of the same.
Well, and that's the thing. What offensive philosophy are you blending with if you bring someone from outside the organization in? That's why I think if you're going to do anything, give Caley a couple of games, because he's at least been here for whatever crap they've installed. Because at least with McDaniels, we had an idea as to what they were offensively. Yeah. Other than bad, what is the philosophy offensively right now?
Oh, I don't know.
Exactly. Right. And that's the, and then where do you hire a coach where, what's your offense?
Well, I don't know. I think the last couple of games, the philosophy seems to be don't turn it over and pray. Don't turn it over, pray. But then like your defense isn't the 2000 Ravens, so it's not like you can just simply not turn it over and also win.
Right.
Like you're going to have to score points. And they're not doing that.
Let's go to Tommy in Montauk with Gresham Keefe. Tommy, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good.
I think I'm the only happy listener you guys have today. It's like, welcome to the NFL, guys. I'm a Raider fan, and we've been going through this since Kenny was traded. You know, we've had three good quarterbacks since that time. And it's just, you guys had such great years for two decades.
Yeah.
But this is kind of fun to listen to, I got to tell you.
All right, well, Tommy, thanks for enjoying our misery.
Well, there you go, Tommy.
That is one of the takeaways from this season is, you know, as bad as it's been, they're still 6-6, which sort of shows you the state of the league and how most teams do go through this. Like most teams lose their mind at their coach or lose their mind at their offensive coordinator, and we're just not used to it.
Right.
Before, there'd be like a handful of things you could question Bill on, and he could just sort of point to, well, I got all these Super Bowls, so like, whatever. I'll make up for 4th-and-2, or I'll make up for, you know, running the ball with Steven Jackson or Malcolm Butler. Like, I'll win the Super Bowl the next year. Whereas now it's like, I don't really see the light at the end of this. Like, this is pretty bad, and this is the life that almost 20 teams probably have year in and year out.
And yet, they haven't bottomed out, and that's the crazy part of it, is that there has been to us at 6-6, it feels like rock bottom.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Well, Cam Newton won 7 games.
Well, but that's the thing. Like, there are probably 15 cities in the NFL right now where the fans would be like, we're 6-6. Oh, my God, we're still in this thing.
They're in the hunt. You saw the graphic last night. They're still in the hunt.
Whereas here, it's, oh, my God.
Yeah.
It feels like it's bottoming out.
Which
and that's a good point. Like, you're 500. Like, but it's not like this is a four-win team now.
But I also think the expectation should be, you know, it realistically.
You raise the expectations making the playoffs with a rookie.
Yes.
There you go.
Right.
That's really what it came down to.
And you're like, all right, if you're in this like 3-year rebuild, can the team still be pointing in the right direction if they win less games or if they miss the playoffs? I think it's hard to wrap your head around because you're like, all right, maybe the rebuild's quicker. And you're like, maybe it's not as it turns out. But how much of that is self-inflicted? Like if you replace Josh McDaniels with a real offensive coordinator, I think we feel differently about this. And, you know, Mac Jones isn't 7 touchdowns, 7 picks, 12 games into the season.
Right.
Then I think we feel a little bit differently.
Offensive coordinators coach around problems. The Patriots have problems, and they have an OC that can't coach around them.
Oh, it's created plenty of them as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Jerry in Southwick, Gresham Keefe. Hello, Jerry.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
First time caller, long time listener.
Thanks.
Welcome aboard.
Listen, did anybody think that Buffalo is just a better team?
Yes.
They are, Jerry, but last night also highlighted a lot of what we've seen offensively this year, where they have no confidence in some of the play calls. They can't get out of their own way, and it went backwards from what we saw for 3 weeks. Last night was more indicative of what we've seen.
Because the Bills are just a better team and stopped everything that whoever calls the plays called. And whoever tries to go downfield, went downfield. Buffalo just better. And I think that's just it. I mean, Buffalo had to play a lousy game, which they didn't. And we had to play 100% in order to make it work. And we didn't.
Jerry, good catch on the S-bomb. And I just think that's too simplistic. There have been consistent things that we're going to be able to point to, three consistent things all year long. The O-line is a part of it. The getting off schedule is a part of it. But most importantly, Matt Patricia has no answers. And that's the real crux of it.
Yeah, no, again, like I'm not surprised by any means that they lost. But it's just the way the game unfolds, what it looked like. Was there any positives outside of the one great explosive play from Marcus Jones?
And missing the field goal at the end of the half felt like it was devastating, wasn't it?
Doink a field goal. But how about the end of the half? Like, this is the thing in the previous caller talking about welcome to the NFL. You're right. This is what we normally made fun of other coaches and offensive coordinators for, where you wait for 10 seconds, then call a timeout, then run a QB sneak, and then call timeout.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, are you trying to score a touchdown here?
You know,
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.